guys. I remember when I was studying for boards, it was one of the most stressful times of my life. It was incredibly difficult, and I felt like I was stuck in an abyss, not really being able to navigate myself through the process. Looking back, I wish I had some professionals, some people in my court to really help me, guide me, and make sure I had a plan in place, make sure that I was motivated, making sure I was staying on top of my studies. That's the real way to get your scores and ultimately allow yourself to have the best path moving forward. That's the best way to do it. And so I'm super excited to let you guys know that Med School Coach is coming over to MedFlash Go and our listeners to help them with this process. Med School Coach is a team of tutors that have scored higher than 260 on the USMLE, and they have a proven track record of helping students increase their scores. They help with the USMLE, they help with the COMLEX, and I'm super excited to announce that they are offering our listeners 10% off on their custom tutoring package. So if you check out medschoolcoach.com/MFG, that's medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will get 10% off your custom tutoring package, whether it's for the COMLEX or the USMLE. So please take this opportunity to be one step closer to your dreams. Take this opportunity to reduce the stress, have a team in place, have a plan in place, and nail your exams so that you can be the doctor that you've always dreamed of becoming.
Hey, what's going on, folks? This is Percy back again with another episode of the MedFlash Go podcast. Hope you guys are all enjoying your week so far. Today, we have a true or false question. A 62-year-old woman comes to the office because she's experiencing muscle weakness that began a year and a half ago. She has difficulty standing up from chairs, and physical examination shows myotosis that improves with repeated attempts to open her eyes as well as reduced reflexes. Okay, so true or false? The patient's symptoms are most commonly due to antibodies that are directed to postsynaptic nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. This answer is actually false. What is being described here is Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome, which is an autoimmune disorder where the peripheral nervous system is attacked, causing muscle weakness. This happens by autoantibodies being directed toward presynaptic calcium channels, which ultimately prevents acetylcholine from being released and as a result not allowing muscle contraction. This disorder is highly associated with small cell lung cancer because small cell lung cancer cells express the same calcium channels that are found on motor neurons. Therefore, when B cells create antibodies to fight these cancer cells, antibodies are able to mistakenly attack the presynaptic calcium channels on the motor neurons. Okay, so an important aspect of this disorder is that with repeated attempts at muscle use, there is improvement and contraction occurs. Also, reflexes are typically reduced with affected individuals. So the true or false question would have been correct if it stated antibodies are directed toward presynaptic calcium channels rather than postsynaptic nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. Now, I have another question. Do you know what disorder is similar to Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome and actually does occur due to autoantibodies to postsynaptic acetylcholine receptor? If you guessed myasthenia gravis, then you are correct. You may have thought this was the disorder originally being described because it presents with muscle weakness, but also because affected individuals classically present with ptosis clinically. However, this isn't specific to myasthenia gravis, and the presentation states that her ptosis improves with repeated muscle use. With myasthenia gravis, increased muscle use worsens one's conditions rather than improving them, as this is the case with Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome. It's also important to note that individuals with myasthenia gravis do not have reduced reflexes, and the reflexes are spared. Well, that wraps up today's episode. Tune into tomorrow's episode and let's finish this week off strong. Peace, guys.
These questions are powered by MedFlashGo, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlashGo in the skills section.
To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors, and we will be sure to correct them.